I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. There's been no apparent movement in the Ukraine standoff after the top American and Russian diplomats met in Switzerland, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken didn't expect any major breakthroughs with Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, and there weren't. But he says the meeting was useful.
I believe that Foreign Minister Lavrov now has a better understanding of our position. And vice versa.
Blinken says Lavrov repeated Russia has no intention of invading Ukraine, but with an estimated 100,000 troops massed near the border.
We're looking at what is visible to all.
And Russia's actions will make the difference. Blinken again said an invasion would merit a swift and severe response. Lavrov says Blinken promised written responses to Russian demands, including some America and its allies have already flatly dismissed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden on Friday touted an announcement by Intel Corporation that it will construct a $20 billion factory outside Columbus, Ohio, creating 7,000 construction jobs and an additional 3,000 permanent jobs. In remarks, President Biden said that semiconductor shortages have fueled inflation.
Everything from cars to dishwashers are delayed getting to showrooms and customers, just as demand for them is up because the economy is growing. And because supply is low, we find ourselves in a position that we're really behind the curve. Prices are going up.
Concerns have also been raised by U.S. officials over national security issues because many American companies depend on chips produced overseas, particularly in Taiwan, which China has long claimed as its own territory. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led airstrike targeting a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels has killed at least 70 detainees and wounded dozens, according to a rebel minister. The strike was part of a pounding aerial offensive that hours earlier saw another hit take the Arab world's poorest country off the internet. The intense campaign comes after the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed a drone and missile attack that struck inside the capital of the United Arab Emirates earlier in the week. It marked a major escalation in the conflict, a brutal civil war in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition, backed by the UAE, has battled the rebels since 2015. Islamic State group gunmen have mounted deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq with dozens killed, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
More than 100 IS militants carried out a complex attack on Syria's largest prison holding suspected extremists, and members of the group in Iraq stormed an army barracks, killing soldiers as they slept. The prison break in Syria is believed to be the largest since the militants lost territory they had held there nearly 3 years ago. IS sleeper cells have become more active in both countries. The attack at an army barracks in a mountainous area north of Baghdad was one of the deadliest targeting the Iraqi military in recent months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say at least 13 people were killed and dozens more injured in western Ghana Thursday when a truck loaded with mining explosives detonated. Ghanaian officials say hundreds of houses were damaged in the blast. Kent Mensah reports from Accra.
The police say preliminary investigation has established that a truck filled with explosives for mining collided with a motorcycle, resulting in the explosion at Bogoso Apieti, a village 300 kilometers west of Accra. A government delegation led by Vice President Mahmoud Bawumia visited the disaster scene Friday morning. In a brief address to the media, he said the government will provide all the resources to help the victims.
It's a sad day. It's a very sad day for all of us. Just to assure you that government is fully engaged in all these processes, and we are going to see to it that the people here are taken care of.
Authorities are expected to launch a probe to establish the cause of the blast and recommend measures to avoid a repeat in the future. Kent Mensah for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
Meatloaf, the heavyweight rock superstar loved by millions for his Bat Out of Hell album and for such theatrical, dark-hearted anthems as Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, and I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, has died. He was 74. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.